The new online game Spent hit the web 2 weeks ago, and already nearly 350,000 people have played, people from all over the world. And now it's my turn. The webpage playspent.org opens to a black screen with this statement written in white. Urban Ministries of Durham serves over 6,000 people every year, but you never need help, right? Below in bright orange is the challenge. It reads, "Prove it." I accepted the challenge. The opening music is a little scary, but what's scarier are the statements blowing toward you. 14 million Americans are unemployed. Now imagine you're one of them. Your savings are gone. You've lost your house, and you're down to your last $1,000. Can you make it through the month?
So I have to click find a job?
Yep.
Or exit? Oh,
find a job.
That means exit means you just give up. You don't want to
give
up.
I can't do this.
I'm fishing find a job.
I had a lot of help playing Spent. Sarah Fowler looked over my shoulder, laughing now and then and questioning some of my decisions. She lived at Urban Ministries for about a year, trying to get her life back together. She's had a full-time job at Whole Foods for the past 4 years.
At first, I was a little insulted when I was told about the game. I didn't like the idea that there was some game about homelessness because it hit really close to home. But once I played the game, I was really impressed by the fact that they shoot in these, when you answer questions, they give you facts.
That was the idea of the game's creator at McKinney Advertising Agency. Jenny Nicholson is a copywriter at McKinney. She says some of her own life circumstances are played out in the game. She remembers living on $900 a month with her mom and sister.
One thing that I know I've heard a lot is that people challenge the fact that people who are poor tend to be overweight. And I've heard people say things like, well, obviously they can't be too poor if they have that money to eat that much. But the truth is, a lot of times people who don't have a lot of money end up being forced to make poor nutritional choices because healthy food is expensive.
Yes, Spent sends you to the grocery store. Gotta eat.
Let's see. Well, spaghetti goes a ways. Wait a minute. How much money do I have to spend?
$596.
Ramen noodles. I don't like ramen noodles. People like peanut butter.
It's a good source of protein, peanut butter.
I know.
In order to buy food, you have to get a job. The three choices the game offers are a job as a temporary worker, a restaurant server, or a warehouse worker. I failed the typing test, so the temp job was out. Food, car insurance, health care, gasoline, my new uniform for work. The game Spent shows life in these down times can be overwhelming. Patrice Nelson is the executive director of Urban Ministries of Durham. She says Spent has been more successful than she imagined. Nelson says the goal is to broaden awareness.
We have moms with young kids, people who are at work right now, people who have been recently laid off and are here. We have vets who are here. People who have medical disabilities. So there's a variety of needs, and we need people to understand the breadth of the problem so that we can come up with a solution that is broad enough to encompass it.
And Spent is reaching out to a whole new group of people who didn't know anything about Urban Ministries, young people who don't use traditional media to get their information. Jenny Nicholson of McKinney says her favorite part about the online game is the ability to turn to Facebook and ask a friend for help.
You know, because that was one of the things that we learned from our feeds getting filled with people making Farmville requests is that people have no problem asking their friends to help them with these virtual farms and things like that. And we thought, you know, a big part of being in a tight situation is that you have to ask for help.
And I did twice, but I made it to the end.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the month. Your balance is $108, and your rent's due again.
Which is $880.
What are you going to do next month? Now you see how people get to urban.
Spent is so popular, McKinney is considering formulating the game for other organizations serving the needy. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.